Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show. Jim is already dancing, so you know it's a good Monday morning. Colin Dunlap off today. I'm Chris Mack. Morning, Jim.
Hi, Chris.
Producer Matt.
Got to get
holding it down for the first 40 minutes. Thank you, sir. A lot going on today. We'll talk sports at 6 o'clock. That's what 6 o'clock is for. Already found out that Jim is a big presidential history buff.
Well, I was a history major in college.
Right. So right, this is...
No radio background whatsoever in college.
This is a day that's none. Right up your alley.
Yeah,
President's
it really is.
Day.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? Now, I'm old enough, and I don't know when this changed, when like President's Day came in as President's Day. I honestly can't remember.
Okay.
Back in the day, we used to get 2 days off because we get a day off for Lincoln's birthday and for Washington's birthday.
That's right.
Did you ever?
I think I remember that when I was little.
Reap the benefits of that?
I think. I don't know.
I know producer Matt wouldn't have.
No. When did they make that change?
I don't know. See? I guess I could Google it. But
yeah, you probably could.
Yeah.
No. But no, that's way too much.
You're Googling it right
now. I'm Googling, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm not sure when that was adopted. But and then they went, you know, and that's back when, you know, when holidays were holidays, like Memorial Day, for example.
Okay.
If it happened to show up in the middle of the week, you got that day off.
Yeah.
Like they didn't mess around these 3-day weekends.
No, see, I'm a fan of messing around with holidays and creating 3-day weekends. Like 4th of July every year, Independence Day should be observed on a Friday every single year. Every single year, regardless.
That's a pretty good call.
Or Friday or a Monday, okay?
Well, no, but see, Monday, it's okay when, well, for example, this year, the 4th of July is actually on Saturday.
Is it?
Yeah, I've already looked it up for
well, of course,
planning purposes.
Yeah,
and so I believe that means we would get Monday the 6th off.
Hmm.
But I can see
hold
where
on,
no,
I have
but,
my vacation sheet.
Okay, but I can see where you're. Although you know what? No, actually,
no,
I take that back. It's our holiday is the 3rd.
Yeah, we get Friday, July 3rd is our Independence holiday.
Okay, so see, there's your plan has come to fruition. The great part about that is that I'm taking that week off. And then the 3rd doesn't count
but
as
then,
a vacation day.
Which is, no,
great.
It doesn't. Right,
no.
Yeah, it's a freebie.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but you'll come back on the 6th.
Yes.
On a Monday.
Yeah, but
that's,
I'd be
see,
okay.
See, that's fine. That's perfect. That's enough cushion. That's recovery time. You're not coming back to work on the 5th.
The veteran move, which I didn't because, again, for planning purposes, it made sense to take the week off leading up to it.
It takes an entire week to plan for the Jim Colony, now, for the Colony 4th of July bash.
And actually, I have to show courtesy to my colleagues, Jeff and Eric, because, of course, heaven forbid that two of us take the same week off.
Yeah, we don't have enough people around here who can do the job.
We do, but they don't want to, you know. But anyway,
I'm just trying to steer you off the rails as early as
possible,
move,
Jim. The power move is to take the week after. So then you get the Friday.
Right.
Plus.
That is the power
plus
move.
The week. That's
yeah.
the.
You know what I made? I may actually work the Friday and then get the old comp day.
No, that's a double day. Isn't it? Or is it a.
No, it's a comp day.
A comp day?
It's a comp day.
Oh, okay, good.
I'm trying to build up comp days this year. Just later in the year. That way I could just take.
Well,
guess
what today is?
Today's a comp day.
Exactly.
Yep, buddy.
Exactly.
Plan that out. Okay, so here we go. Since the Uniform Federal Holidays Act of 1971, the observance of President's Day can occur from February 15th to the 21st, inclusive. Colloquially, the day is known widely as President's Day, often an occasion to honor the incumbent president and all who have served as president, not just George Washington.
Or Abe Lincoln. I mean, they combined them.
Right.
Because Lincoln's birthday is, what, the 12th, and then Washington's the 22nd, and then there are some scholars that actually debate which date was actually the...
Did we establish that your favorite president was the guy from New Hampshire?
Franklin Pierce.
Franklin Pierce. Even though it's widely regarded that he didn't do anything?
I got to stick up for my guys.
So I searched a
for
listing,
like the worst presidents?
Yes, of presidential rankings.
I know, Millard Fillmore.
Franklin Pierce comes in 42nd. Out of 45.
Who's behind him? Millard Fillmore?
William Henry Harrison.
Well, he was only in office for like 40 days or
maybe
something.
That's part of the problem. James Buchanan.
He's preceded Lincoln. He's from Pennsylvania.
And our current commander-in-chief.
Oh, right. Really?
That's just that's the rank. I Googled rankings of presidents.
Well, that's, I mean, that's pretty subjective.
So again, it could be hashtag fake news. Who knows?
It probably is.
And it,
you mean fake news like the fake photo that they sent out from the Daytona 500?
I don't know. I'm not getting into it. We're putting a cap on political Jim right now.
And that's not the president's fault. That's one of his guys.
We're putting a cap on political Jim right now. Okay, how about this? Of any president not still living, okay? Because I'm gonna I don't want to go down the political path, especially not at 5:45 in the morning.
I can't remember who's alive and
okay.
Who's
so
not
let's just say this:
ones.
Anybody who hasn't been president, anybody who was president previous to 1980, how about that?
Okay.
So we'll eliminate Reagan, both Bushes, Clinton, Obama, and Trump. All right, eliminate all those. You get to draft a president, an all-time great, a best president. Who are you taking first overall? We'll do a president's draft here on the pre-show. You get to choose first.
Man.
And I get next two.
Well, there's three obvious ones, at least in my mind.
Okay.
There's three obvious ones. And for everything that happened, then I'd have to go with FDR.
Okay.
Because where he took over and what he did, although a lot of conservative people like my grandfather didn't appreciate a lot of his policies.
Yes,
early on,
not big fans of the
New Deal.
He
got the country, and the war helped him as well, resurrect the economy. But I got to go with FDR.
FDR,
and then that leaves the two obvious ones to you.
Well, yeah, if I get next two, it's Lincoln and Washington, hands down.
Well, sure,
no problem. All right, who's your second pick then? We'll do. How many should we do, Matt? Should we do three presidents each?
Well, I was gonna say starting five, but. Which, if we're going to say sports.
Power forward.
That's going to get way too deep.
Power right. forward like LBJ
bombing
the heck out of everybody.
Just do your top three.
Hold on, Matt. We got to get you in on this, too. So I'm taking Lincoln as my first. Producer
I
Matt,
feel
you
like
get
I'm
you
not.
Get next, too.
Oh, man.
I mean, George Washington's an obvious one if you want to give me.
The original G-dub.
Yeah.
I don't feel confident in my knowledge of presidents.
Just pick someone, Matt.
To even be a part of this conversation.
I'm giving you George Washington, okay? Pick another
one.
You ran out of time on the clock, Minnesota. Come on.
Oh, boy.
The fourth one's pretty obvious, too.
I'll just throw some names out, Matt. You tell me what. Lincoln and Washington are off, and FDR are all off the board. There's Teddy Roosevelt. There's Truman. There's Eisenhower. There's LBJ. There's Kennedy. There's Wilson, there's James Madison, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson. I mean, just pick one, Matt.
Give me Eisenhower.
All right, good call. Give me Eisenhower. I like the way
Eisenhower was better in the 40s than he was in the 50s.
All right, I'm taking Thomas Jefferson. I live in his school district, so I have to.
Well, see that's the thing, is that he paid, what he paid, $6 million for all that stuff? How much was a Louisiana purchase? And I know in today's dollars, that's a lot.
All right, who are you taking next, Jim?
Well, see, it seems to me like we're really living in the past here, and I don't
want to. We're trying to avoid political divisions. So anybody previous to 1980, you got FDR with the first overall. I got Lincoln. Matt's got George Washington and Eisenhower. I added Thomas Jefferson. Who's your next?
Well, you can't go with Madison because they burned down the White House during his administration. So that kind of takes him out of the running. I got to go with Monroe. I mean, he's got a doctrine named after him that was established in the early 1800s and was true to this day, which was referenced by JFK during the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Okay, your final pick. We're each doing three presidents here.
Oh, I get another one?
Yeah. It's a snake draft.
Oh boy. This is very difficult.
This is tough, isn't it? This is why we couldn't do five, Matt.
Yes, you're right.
I'm going to go with JFK because even though he was the one that actually got Vietnam rolling, and there were some mistakes made in his administration, there were a lot of good that was done there as well. And it's not just starting the race to the moon and all that stuff.
Oh, boy, this is tough. This is tough. Oh,
Bay
man.
Bay of Pigs was a black eye.
Man. Jeez. You know what? I'm going to take the other Roosevelt. Give me Teddy.
Yeah.
TR.
You stole my pick.
Give me Teddy. So Jim's got FDR, Monroe, and JFK. I feel like you reached a little for Monroe.
Why? He's got the Monroe Doctrine.
Just feels like a reach at that point in the draft.
I'm going with Monroe.
I got Abe, Thomas Jefferson, and Teddy. Matt, final pick, Mr. Irrelevant in our presidential draft here on President's Day. You got G-Dub, Eisenhower, and who?
This is just for purely entertainment purposes.
Okay.
because he's a really interesting guy, I thought. Ronald Reagan.
No, he's ineligible. Nobody previous, nobody 1980 or after.
All right, then give me Nixon.
Wow. Hey, Matt comes in hot with Nixon.
Into the Vietnam War.
Oh, I'm going baby. Pure just wow. headlines. Making
okay.
headlines.
Well, this is going to be a, this will now
How about
involve-
Matt, who is pure as the driven snow? going with Tricky
with Nixon.
Dick.
Controversy.
Man. See, Matt on the low is all about that drummed up controversy.
Well, there's a lot of...
people think all these hot takes that we have on the air, that we come up with them ourselves. No, producer Matt's back there firing the hot takes, and we just claim them as our own.
We do have something in common with Nixon.
Yes?
Well, the blank tapes. Where there was the
yes,
that's right.
There was the erased tapes or whatever.
Yeah,
there's plenty of that
there's,
now.
Yeah, there's yeah. We can identify with that.
Oh, this is fantastic. All right, I'll throw that up on Twitter. We'll probably get more votes on that than we will.
Well, I think
the
you got your
show
threesome board. Is pretty.
I feel pretty good about good. Lincoln, Thomas Jefferson, and Teddy Roosevelt.
See, that's why. Yeah, and I got four terms, almost. I mean, FDR didn't make it through the fourth one.
No, but that's, again, you reached for Monroe, but whatever. I mean, you saw value in that pick, so
I needed
you went with it.
I needed a 19th century president.
All right.
Sort of like my Troy Edwards.
Pens roll over some doormats this weekend. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about some garbage being spewed on NFL Network. And speaking of the NFL and garbage, the Rudolph v. Garrett debate and controversy rages on. We'll talk about that in the 8 o'clock hour. And throughout the morning, we talk about more Astros nonsense over the weekend. The XFL, did you pay attention at all this weekend after maybe paying a little bit of attention in week one? We'll check in with Kreger's down in Bradenton at 9 o'clock. A lot going on this morning here on a President's Day edition of the Fan Morning Show.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.